Following Yaakov's famous dream about the ladder and the angels going up and down, the Pasuk says that he built a matseva for Hashem. This was a monument in memory of the powerful spiritual experience he had undergone there. But what happens next seems odd. He goes ahead and he reaches into his suitcase and he takes out a bottle of olive oil and he pours it directly on top of this monument until the very last drop. You ever wonder what is the significance of doing that? What is the significance of taking a bottle of olive oil and pouring it on top of a monument? And it's not only Yaakov, he was just the start of this custom. Throughout our history, we have been anointing monuments and kings by sitting them down and pouring a bottle of extra virgin olive oil on their heads. And this seemed to have spread to kings and queens around the world who appeared to accompany us in this their anointing ceremony by pouring olive oil on top of their king's heads. It's so strange. Why do we do this? And why specifically olive oil? Why don't we use, I don't know, apple cider vinegar or red wine vinegar or red wine? Like, what are we doing by pouring olive oil on top of a king's head? So Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch explains that there is a quality to oil, to olive oil, that is not found in almost any other substance. And that is that oil does not mix with any other liquid. No matter how hard you'll try to force it, oil refuses to mix. It'll always flow to the top. And this, says Reb Hirsch, is the lesson symbolized by the oil. The Navi sits the new king down and he tells him that his success is predicated on his ability to stay separate and to be proud and to rise above, to resist the temptation of mixing with all the other cultures of the world, to overcome the urge to be just like all of them. Pride in being a Jew is the greatest tool a king can have, and we use oil to drive that message home. Yaakov was doing the exact same. He was instilling into his very essence the need to remain separate. As he was about to walk into Lavan's house, he would need to remain strong. He would need to rise above. It is the only way. I was once standing online at Penn Station in Manhattan, boarding a bus, when an African-American man, he walked up to me and he said, "Sir, you're Jewish, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I have a question for you. Why is it that all you Jews are always well-dressed, always in those white shirts with those press suits or with a good-looking sweater on? Why is that?" And so as my bus began boarding the last passengers, I turned to him and I said, "Why do Secret Service agents always dress nicely?" So he thought for a moment, and he looked at me and he said, "Well, that's because they represent the president." "Exactly," I said, "and we represent God." And with that, I turned and boarded the bus.